Now, the Carnita Matthews court case, hasn't this rocked headlines today? And the open line feedback has just been incredibly full on. And I've never seen so many people running and ducking for cover either. We asked Greg Smith, the State Attorney General, to come onto the program this afternoon in the wake of yesterday's shock decision, and so many questions to be asked about the legitimacy of that statutory declaration. We've been told he's been locked in meetings. Well, Mr. Smith, perhaps you need to think hard about this. People want answers and they want action. They don't want statutory declarations falling over on appeal, and they don't want the truth being smothered by a technicality involving a burqa. Now, in short, Judge Clive Jeffries exposed the law for the joke it's become yesterday and also set, well, a precedent for future criminals. Carnita Matthews, the P-plate driver, found guilty and sentenced to jail last November for making a false statement, was acquitted yesterday. Now, Miss Matthews is a Muslim woman who wears a burqa, claimed a police officer tried to forcibly remove the veil and made racist remarks to her whilst pulled over. Now, when she was making all of those allegations, she didn't quite know that the videotape was rolling. A police in-car video of the incident found this to be untrue. The videotape didn't lie. Now, the video, in fact, shows a police officer very calm, very in control, while an upset Miss Matthews simply hurls abuse.
Getting our race now, honestly, this is ridiculous.
Sorry?
No, this is ridiculous.
Okay, firstly, listen to me. I don't appreciate being called racist.
Okay. Now, this was all brushed aside in court when the central argument became whether it was Miss Matthews who signed a statutory declaration implicating the officer as being racist. In other words, I didn't say those things. I wouldn't have signed a statutory declaration. Signing a stat dec is a serious thing. It commits you legally. But in this case, the person signing the stat dec was also veiled, and police didn't check for her identity. Now, as such, yesterday, Judge Jeffries made two findings. Firstly, he wasn't satisfied that Miss Matthews made the stat dec complaint. I don't know who he thought did. He argued it could have been somebody else who entered Campbelltown Police Station signing the document. And secondly, he wasn't satisfied that Miss Matthews was deliberately trying to deceive, even if it was her who made the signed complaint. As such, she's been let off. The decision overturned on appeal. What surprises me, amongst many things in this case, is that handwriting experts weren't called in to verify the stat dec, or a simple cross-examination of witnesses who were there, because surely this signatory to the stat dec can't be that difficult to verify. Now, there's a third element to all of this. 20 or so men prayed at court for Carnita Matthews, and then after the decision, walked out in a rowdy manner, even assaulting gathered camera crews. And it was a disrespectful up yours outside the court. It was an act of bullying, designed to intimidate without doubt. And here's a little of that reaction yesterday. It amazes me how you can actually be very prayerful and then 5 minutes later act like lunatics. It's quite a skill. But the courts have been taken for a ride here because the precedent set yesterday is dangerous. Anyone can now sign a stat dec covered in some kind of headgear, and that document becomes useless. You think about the implications on housing loans, civil disputes. A can of worms has just been opened, and that can be used, that same technicality, when all of a sudden you don't want to have anything to do with what you agreed to when you signed the stat dec. And it begs the question, if it wasn't Carnita Matthews who signed the stat dec, who the hell was it? Well, just before the program, I recorded an interview with Ms. Matthews' close family friend, the fellow who seems to be speaking on her behalf and on behalf of the family, Mamdou Habib. Yes, the same Mr. Habib who was imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay, and the same Mr. Habib who took Carnita Matthews' altercation to the media in the first place. Are you relieved after yesterday's decision?
We haven't been distressed. We haven't been worried. We know the justice is going to come out. We know the truth is going to come out.
What's the truth?
Sorry?
What's the truth?
What's the truth? The police is whatever they do, abuse the power.
It was an abuse of power?
It is, definitely. You can put a line under it. Since the police call it police force, they take advantage of everything.
But you heard the video and saw the video and heard the audio, didn't you?
I hear nothing. I know nothing. I know the police doesn't do the right thing. The police take advantage of people. Since they've been changed from the police service to police force, it's a military. We under military police.
But the audio and the video showed clearly that the police officer was rather controlled and contained.
What audio? I have audio in container bag. I have audio everywhere. The audio is not really, is not the story.
What is the story then? The story is who the hell wrote the statutory declaration.
State declaration, just forget about it. Because...
this is what the appeal hinged on, whether the statutory declaration was signed by Carnita Matthews.
You don't know anything about it.
But you ended up... How did you and the family end up going to the police station? Did you and the family go to the police station?
I take her to the police station to report about the attitude of the police.
Hang on, you took her to the police station, Carnita?
I did talk Anita to the police to complain about the attitude of the police, yes.
And then she signed the statutory declaration there?
She signed nothing, she done nothing. She have no idea what's going on. She doesn't believe what's going on.
Did she sign the statutory declaration or not sign the statutory declaration?
Listen, are you employed by a police officer?
No, I'm asking you a question.
Are you a detective?
Did she? I'm a radio host. Did she sign the statutory declaration, Mandu?
Listen, it's not your business. She done sign or she didn't sign. She signed nothing. She doesn't know nothing. She believed the police harassing her.
Harassing her?
She took her to the police station to complain about the attitude of the police.
Do the audio and the video...
You want to add something from your head.
Okay.
You try to make a Muslim look bad. Do it.
I don't think it's a matter of Muslim or anything. It's a matter of who was telling the truth.
That's been harassing.
How did she complain? How did she go about complaining at the police station? You were there, right?
She complained about the attitude of the police. The police stop her for pee plate. You got thousands of people, not 100. I got thousands of people have a pee plate. They haven't put it proper in the same way she put it. Why this officer, he just to get his ass burned and follow her because... her pee plate doesn't put properly.
Would you like me to play the audio for you? Would you like me to play the audio?
You play it for me?
Yeah.
Did you get it from the police?
I don't know where we've got it. We've got it from a television station.
Say, if the police haven't given it to you proper way, this means some part is missing.
So the police have also doctored the audio and videotape, have they?
Well, my understanding is not everything in the footage.
Okay. When you took Carnita to the police station, how did she complain to the police? In what fashion?
I am the one complain. She didn't talk in a police station. I did complain. I said, this lady, police stop her, and we complained to the police station.
And did the police take an official complaint?
The police wasn't interested.
So there was no such thing as a statutory declaration?
Listen. The police wasn't interested. You know when the police start get up and start doing something? It's on Channel 7 involved, right? And I am the one that calls Channel 7.
Mamdu, do you know how incredible your story sounds?
What's incredible?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's incredible, that you would go with her to a police station, you would try and go and lodge a complaint, and that these police officers not only didn't want to talk to you, they didn't get her to sign a statutory declaration.
Well, don't ask us this question.
Well, the police say that she signed the statutory declaration. The judge yesterday indicated that we couldn't prove who was under the burqa. But you know you took her to the police station, right?
Yes, I am the one I will talk on her behalf. Our police.
But Carnita Matthews was with you when you went to the police station, right?
She was sit with me, yes. She didn't talk. I was talking on her behalf, right?
And she signed a statutory declaration with her signature at the bottom of the form.
Are you a magistrate or you are...
No, I'm someone who's trying to get to the truth. I'm trying to find the truth here, and I have a feeling someone's telling porkies, and I think it might be you.
All right, I'll tell you the truth. You know what the truth is?
What?
The truth is the judge hates the police in the head and kick him in the ass, and they're going to pay the cost for Mrs. Matthews, and they will go further for another case. Well, this is just only start. You happy with that?
She was really lucky that they didn't get a handwriting expert to prove that it was her signature on the bottom of the statutory declaration.
She's not lucky. She's done the right thing. Don't say lucky. She's done the right thing.
Yeah.
And she followed Habib's advice. Because she followed Habib's advice with experience with the corruption and dirty business, he told her to do the right thing. And she followed the law proper way, and that's why she doesn't talk to you, and she followed the lawyers, the honest lawyer, like Stephen Hopper and his people, his demand was him in court yesterday, defending her. Now, that's what we be understanding, and that's what we see. We believe the law is still there.
Okay. If there's so much hatred on behalf of Carnita Matthews, so much hatred towards the police and other Australians who are clearly, as you put it, picking on Muslims, why does she live in this country?
Well, it's not your business to tell her to live in this country or leave.
I'm not telling her anything. I'm wondering why she would want to stay here.
Do you tell us leave the country for you?
No, no one's telling you anything. Don't verbal me, ma'am, do Habib. You can verbal the police if you want, but don't verbal me. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, the police doesn't ask this question, because if the police ask me this question, I'm going to spit in his face.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time, ma'am, do Habib. Bye-bye.